Well, Huntington University is offering an exciting new certificate in international agriculture, as well as a master's in business administration and MBA with a concentration in international agriculture. Joining us today is Dr. Jessica Graves. She not only teaches the classes at Huntington University, but she also helped develop the new international agriculture program. Dr. Graves, tell us all about the new program that's available now at Huntington University.
I'll have to say that, you know, this really was a dream come true. It is coming true and it's coming to fruition right in front of me that Nate Perry and I at Huntington University met now over about 10 years ago at a national FFA convention there in Indianapolis. And at the time I was with a public land grant institution doing some recruiting and teaching there. And so we struck up a conversation, and as fellow believers, we just started dreaming about what could be to do some international work together to benefit our students collectively. But the program, as you said, is exciting. I am thrilled just to see how things are shaping up. We launched the first cohort and have wrapping up now the fourth class of this program in just a couple of weeks now. But it's unique in that it is a faith-based program centered around agricultural topics. And more uniquely, it's offered fully online. So students, no matter where they are around the world, have the flexibility to complete the coursework and not feel pressured to be in a face-to-face environment, or it's not even synchronous. And so that gives a tremendous amount of flexibility to learners. And each class is 7 weeks in length in an online asynchronous platform. And so we're really trying to develop a program that would reach audiences around the world, no matter if it's a traditional student, perhaps even an undergraduate student that wants to take some graduate level classes there at Huntington University and that's there on campus, or whether it's someone in the mission field in a developing nation that has stumbled along the way and said, I need to learn a little bit more about agriculture to reach the audience that I'm serving here. So we're really excited just to see how all of these components are going to come together to really make a difference in the world as it relates to food security and to spread the gospel, of course. And so I'm excited for this.
Dr. Graves with Huntington University joins us here on Hoosier Ag Today. And in terms of the international agriculture program at Huntington University, what are some of the things that students who take these classes to earn the certificate or to earn the MBA, what are some of the things that students are learning as they prepare to go out on mission trips around the world and not only help those in need, but also help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ?
That's a great question, CJ. The four-course series really starts out with biblical wholeness. And so we look at biblical wholeness and global poverty and poverty alleviation strategies through the lens of agriculture. And admittedly, I'm a little bit biased here, but it is really just so cool to see how, you know, God's given us the creation around us, and He expects us to steward those things and with a responsible manner. And so we learn first about biblical wholeness and having a relationship with Christ and how that relationship also impacts the relationships with those around us and the creation, as well as how we see ourselves. So that I feel like is a very important foundation to learning about the why, if you will. Why do we need to do this in the first place? And as we move through the content, students are learning, again, about global poverty and alleviation strategies, but also learning how to put those things into practice. I am very much an agricultural educator, and often we try to provide learning opportunities in a learning by doing setting. And I think that's also important, even though we're in an online platform, for students to be able to take the concepts that they're learning in class and apply those to their own lives. Agricultural training from a faith-based lens is something unique that we see. And there's some organizations and activities around the world. Farming God's Way is a great example of this. Being able to teach students real life concepts and look at it through that poverty alleviation lens, using agriculture as the vehicle, is just, it's very rewarding, but it's also fun to see that agriculture can make such a difference in the world, both physically and spiritually.
Chatting with Dr. Jessica Graves with Huntington University in Indiana, as we discuss the university's new program in international agriculture. And Dr. Graves, you recently returned from a mission trip just not too long ago. You traveled to Guatemala. What can you tell me about that recent mission trip and how students who were part of that trip were able to incorporate what they've learned through this program and apply it in the mission field?
Absolutely. So we took our second annual Huntington Ag University mission trip to the Western Highlands of Guatemala in May. And, you know, I just have to say, I kind of get emotional thinking about how, you know, we started this dream. Nate and I dreamed about what this could look like for students, agriculture students specifically, to take their knowledge and skills and put that into practice to serve others around the world. And so this year, we took the second team down to Guatemala, and students are equipped with, you know, as we each have different skills and gifts, and to see the students, one, recognize some of their own skills and gifts that they may not have known about previously, like to see them just grow and flourish in this environment. Where oftentimes it could be easy to shut down. You know, you maybe don't speak the language. Maybe you're so far out of your comfort zone that it's easy for one to just kind of, you know, recluse almost and go, I'm not competent. I don't have anything to offer. And it's just so fun to see the students bloom instead of just take a back seat. So kind of a train the trainer approach. We worked with some women in one of the rural communities there. And this particular student was able to share her knowledge of sheep care and management. We taught hoof trimming techniques. And just to see the women there in the community embrace this new knowledge in a way that I know the long-term impacts that it's going to have for livestock production there. And so fast forward, I'm talking specifically about the trip that we took with the HU team in May. I was just back in Guatemala a couple of weeks ago. And then to see those women that we trained in May do the training to a new group, you know, so for me, I get to see it from this 35,000 foot level of every one of these pieces. It stacks in so seamlessly. And that's fun for me to be able to see how all these things come together.
And Dr. Graves, even though this program has just started and is underway at Huntington University, and I may be putting the cart before the horse, but what's the future of the International Agriculture Program look like at Huntington?
I think that the future is very bright. We have a lot of opportunities to, you know, market this particular program, not only for undergraduate students, like I mentioned earlier, undergraduate students that are maybe in the face-to-face learning environment there at HU who want to use the program as one, it could just be an extra set of credentials, something unique to add to their resume and give them a different skill set. But also it serves as a springboard for those students who may want to get a taste of what graduate level work is like, and use that as a launching point for the full master's degree program. And so I love how it really kind of has a building block type of setup where it can be a standalone certificate. If that's where a person wants to end their credentials, then you have a standalone certificate. Or if you want to continue the master's degree, you also have that option. And I think that's highly unique as well. As the faith-based component, which, you know, we may talk about that a bit more as well.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, Dr. Graves, most of all, the importance of the International Ag Program at Huntington University is is serving as an ag missionary and helping those in need around the world to grow their food supply. But certainly the main component, more than anything else, is to share the gospel of Christ.
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, the meeting physical needs of those that we serve. Again, you know, we're looking and talking through the lens of an international space, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, we can take these skills, students can take these skills and apply them here at home as well. So no matter whether you're serving abroad in an international capacity as maybe an international missionary, or if you're serving in your local community and looking for agricultural activities to enhance your community engagement, to share the gospel, I think learners can take the concepts and apply them in either setting. But it is incredibly important as believers, you know, we have a responsibility and an obligation to share the gospel with those around the world. And every person's calling is a bit unique, and Christ has given us each different skill sets and gifts. And just to be able to help individuals maybe recognize and discern what that calling is in their life, you know, as young learners, sometimes they're still navigating that. And so helping those individuals that are in the classes, I think for me, it's important not to make assumptions that everyone knows their calling, but to recognize that this program can help someone discern that is also important. And so I try to keep a very open mindset and not make assumptions of, you know, the relationship that a person may have with Christ and where they are in their walk with Christ, but also with the technical knowledge. There's just there's a lot that's, it's a ministry. For me, it truly is a ministry, and to be able to treat it as such is such an honor.
Chatting with Dr. Jessica Graves with Huntington University here on Hoosier Ag today as we talk about the university's new International Agriculture Program. And coming up we're talking less than 2 weeks now, the NETCAP Annual Conference at New Hope Christian Church in Whitestown, Indiana. That's on August 6th, and then on August 7th, 8th, and 9th, also at New Hope Christian Church, Farming God's Way. You'll learn more about that program, and it certainly is exciting to know that you have folks and programs like AgriStewards, like NETCAP, that really are looking at taking what you're doing, what Nate Perry is doing, and putting this program out there at Huntington. But having these programs to take these students and really put them out into the world to use this knowledge that you're giving them.
100%. We're excited to be part of the NETCAP conference this year. I attended NETCAP for the first time actually just last year, and I walked away spiritually just revived, and just to be able to come together with other people in agriculture who also align with me spiritually, you know, from a Christian believer standpoint. It was just such a unique experience. And I thought, man, I have to get more of this. And so this year I have an opportunity to step in and serve as the moderator for many of the panels and the discussions that will happen at NETCAP this year. But the goal, and especially after launching the International Agriculture Program at HU, I recognized very quickly that, you know, a lot of individuals, you don't know what you don't know. And so when we start talking about concepts of agriculture missions, that truly is a novel concept to many. You know, we paint these pictures, ag missions, when you do international missions, have kind of a certain vision of what that looks like and entails. And I cannot tell you the number of students now that have traveled with me over the years that are just really on cloud nine as believers, to see like God has given me this passion for agriculture, and now I get to share this with others. And so I'm not only sharing this technical knowledge, but I'm also sharing the gospel and what Christ has done in my own life, and being, you know, having an opportunity to be a witness in a developing nation, using the thing that they're passionate and you know, have technical skills with as well. And so the NETCAP agenda this year is really going to include topics like ag missions. And we'll hear from a panel of young people who are up and coming leaders in their field of study, who have completed agriculture mission experiences. And so I think it's important to help others who have not had those experiences see and hear what does ag missions look like? What are examples of some of those types of opportunities that will encourage others to get involved? And then businesses missions as a topic. What does it look like to do missions together as a couple, specifically again through an agriculture mission lens? You know, a lot of individuals that are they may be looking at what does life look like as a couple for us to serve together in an international mission field. And so we're super excited about the lineup of speakers and topics that will be covered at NETCAP this year. And my prayer really is that young people will see this as an opportunity to network with others in that are Christian believers in agriculture across a variety of disciplines and farming operations, both here and abroad. CJ, I really cannot speak highly enough about the NETCAP meeting and Farming God's Way and the potential it has truly to share the gospel with people around the world and to encourage believers here to take what God has given them and put it into motion. I think there's always opportunity for, especially those of us in agriculture who are followers of Jesus Christ. I just want to give words of encouragement for those that are like me and you across the agricultural space to recognize that missions doesn't necessarily have to look or feel a certain way. God has given us each a unique set of skills and gifts and expects us to use those for His glory. And so if that is teaching people how to farm, if that is teaching people in a classroom environment, if that is connecting with young people in your community and using rabbits, we haven't talked about rabbits, but if we using rabbits as a model for livestock production systems because of limited resources or limited space, you know, there's just so much that He's given us that we have to be good stewards of. But I'm encouraged every day. Having conversations like this with you is incredibly encouraging because I know that people are hungry physically and spiritually these days. And what a great opportunity just to walk in that as believers and use those things, the passions and the desires that God's given us to serve. So I hope others will lean into that and do the same.
Once again, Dr. Jessica Graves with Huntington University, as she has helped develop and teach their new international agriculture program. You have an exciting new certificate available in that program. You can also incorporate it into a master's in business administration with a concentration in international agriculture. Of course, we'll have links and more information at HoosierAgToday.com that you can check out. Once again, Dr. Graves, thank you so much for your time and sharing your story and sharing about the new International Agriculture Program at Huntington University. I certainly appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, CJ. It's a pleasure to be here.